So welcome to the third episode of The Library. I'm Jen.
I'm Rose.
And I am Megs.
Yay, Megs! Hey, that's Megs. Right, we have a new co-host with us. Yes. Welcome, Megs.
Thank you.
Megs?
Yes?
Tell us about yourself. Who are you?
Well, that's such an open-ended question. My goodness.
I know, okay.
I am Megs, and I like books.
Yay! You know what? We like books, too.
Craziness. No way! Get out!
I know, right? What kind of books do you like to read, Megs?
Well, I'm really bad because when I read any kind of novel, I skip to the end.
Oh, wow.
Anything. In fact, it's true. Think my record is I made it... What was it that I made it through? Like, two-thirds of the way, and then I had to skip the end to finish. I think
goodness.
That's my record. It's two-thirds. I know, yeah. So
that's a long time for you. I
can't even
really
fathom
proud
that.
Of you for that.
Yeah, that is a very long time for me. So I actually end up reading a lot of nonfiction. Like, I read a lot of biographies. I read a lot of... I actually read a lot of cookbooks. And
wait, do you skip to the end for biographies?
Because I know that they died.
Cookbooks. Right.
Like,
what if they're still alive?
Where's the surprise in that? Like, okay. Right now I'm reading the biography of Noah Webster. He wrote the dictionary. He kicked it. Like, what's the surprise? So.
You just summed up the entire thing. What do you need to read?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody, if you want to read the biography of Noah Webster, he wrote the dictionary, and then he died. Mm-hmm. I read whatever's in the bathroom.
Nice.
Yep.
Strategically placed reading material.
What are you reading right now?
I'm reading The Story of Tea. I just finished Jonathan Safran Foer's Eating Animals, which was fantastic.
I like that title.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually a very interesting book. It's a very good book. What else am I reading? I'm reading Swimming, which is a novel.
How many books are you usually reading at once?
About 8.
Wow.
Okay.
Now, what are you going to school for, Megs?
I'm going to school for a piece of paper that says I did something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, me too.
Honestly, that's what I'm going for. So, I change a lot, and but I like children's lit, so.
Yeah, I think that's completely valid. I mean, I'm going for a couple of letters in front of my name.
Yeah, I want to be a certified
that was my
smart
goal.
Person. So,
yeah, that's my
goal.
So, what are you excited about in terms of the show?
I'm excited to actually read a lot of different books that I haven't read before, and maybe wouldn't read without the show, because although I do love to read, I often get sucked into the interwebs and end up reading, you know, Reddit for 6 hours, or, you know, going online and just reading about the same 6 food websites, or, you know, watching the History Channel and watching about Hitler over and over and over and over and over again. And so I'm really excited to actually get back into reading books and
to read about the Kardashians.
Yeah,
no, we're gonna get to that.
Crazy girls. Yeah.
Before we talk about the Kardashians, those crazy girls, I just wanted to say that we will not be discussing Girl with the Dragon Tattoo on this episode, because some of us hosts needed a little bit more time to get through it, and we heard that some of the listeners/readers needed a little bit more time to get through it. This book is quite long and pretty emotionally heavy, so we thought we'd give ourselves some more time, and we're going to talk about a couple other things then after we talk Kardashian. Sound good?
Sounds rad, Dad.
Don't be like that.
Kardashians! Who read this lovely book?
I have not.
Rose has
not. I've read it!
I have not either.
I took the notes.
You took notes?
I took notes.
Who takes notes on a celebrity scribe type book? That's amazing.
I believe the word is masochist that you're looking for. And...
Well, we're masochists for reading these books. But
you know, I tried to read it, but it was all checked out of my library.
Oh yeah, you're
saying that. And I was I'm sorry, I was not gonna spend money on
I had to go to another state to get this gosh darn book. This is awesome.
Yeah, let's talk about your quest.
My Kardashian quest. Quest with a K.
Yeah. How did you have to go to a whole other state? What state did you go to?
A New York.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. So how did this happen?
Well, I pity the people who are in a New York state of mind that would buy this gosh darn thing, because this is really awful. I tried to find it at my local bookstore. And the good thing about borders closing, the good thing about, you know, being forced to go to more independents is that independents don't stock this trash, okay? So you should all be happy about that. So I couldn't find it at my local bookstore. Couldn't get it at the library. I don't think they actually carry it at my library. And I possibly could have ordered it to be delivered to my library. But I didn't want to make any librarian hate their life that much for having to deliver the Kardashians to...
There's a waiting list in my library.
Yeah, I am never moving to your town, okay?
Like, I live in a college town.
That's hilarious.
There's something wrong with your people. I don't know what it is. There's something wrong with college, maybe. Maybe I should just stop. I don't know. But, yeah, so I couldn't find it. And then I couldn't find it at another bookstore, like at Barnes & Noble or some garbage. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, I'm in New York. Let's go to Borders and see if they have it. This is why Borders is going out of business, because they can stock that garbage.
Because they have Kardashians.
Yeah.
They didn't have it at Barnes & Noble, though, because that was going to be my plan, was to go just, like, you know, sit in the stacks at Barnes & Noble and hope that no one saw me as I leaped through it.
Maybe I didn't look hard enough or something, or I don't know, but I couldn't find it at my Barnes & Noble, so.
Oh, funny. So when I was going to look for this book on Amazon, I noticed something really interesting where, you know, you scroll down to the reviews because I was curious what people were saying about it.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the reviews, you know, if you look on Amazon, there's like two or three big reviews that are easy to see. And then there's the smaller reviews over on the side, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All of the big ones were negative. And the positive ones were the ones that were running down the side. And the funny thing is that the positive ones had happened more recently than the negative ones, but still were not featured. And I thought that was really interesting. Well, give us a rundown on what this book is about.
It's basically, it's 100% not a biography.
Okay.
There's like two chapters of how we got to here, but that's it. And then next, like, nine chapters. How many chapters are in this book? One second. I'm not going to lie to you. It's terrible. Okay, there's 18 chapters.
Wow.
18.
18 chapters in how many pages here? 240. I did not count the number of pictures, and for that I apologize. There are a lot.
Would you say there's a picture on every page?
I would say there's two pictures on every page.
Wow.
Like, because probably on average, because some pictures have three. And also... Some pages are set up so that, like, almost like a blog format. So the background behind the text is a picture of them.
Oh, dear.
it's terrible.
Well, you know, in the reviews, it seems like that's why people are buying it. That's why they like it, is for the pictures.
Okay. Fair.
It seems to me like people are buying it for the pictures and for the beauty tips.
Beauty tips? What is this book supposed to be about?
There's a lot of beauty tips in here. And actually, that was actually one of my favorite sections, I have to say. Was because it actually had smart advice. I think the only positive thing about this book is that when they're not coming across as completely insipid, pedantic assholes, they actually do have good things to say about... Like, when they talk about fashion tips and beauty advice, not the makeup so much as the fashion tips, they really try to emphasize, go with core pieces, buy the best you can afford, and take care of it. So it's very economical, actually. They want you to have nice things that you can take care of forever.
That is a good advice, but...
Then they completely undermine themselves with these stupid little sister chats, and literally, I can't... they actually took up two pages like it was a Twitter conversation.
Oh.
What?
Yes!
140 characters and everything.
Speak, like you, like the letter U instead of YOU, and they say LOL every single darn page.
Well, they're funny.
No, they're not funny!
It's okay. It's okay. Okay. Deep breaths.
Take a deep breath. Right, back.
So you like their fashion advice?
I thought not so much. Yeah.
Not so much the beauty tips, the makeup tips.
They definitely are selling a lifestyle. So and they grew up in that lifestyle, so they don't know. I mean, you know, maybe they do know or maybe they don't know. I don't know. But they're definitely recommending high end face products, or they're also their own lines, their own face care lines.
Well, no, that makes sense.
I did not because buy this book part to of... get to read advertisements for them, okay?
Well, it sounds like a magazine to me, like a beauty magazine.
It really right. is a lot like a magazine.
A $26 magazine.
Look, I got my 10% discount, okay?
Well, at least there's that.
Right. And they also talk a lot about body consciousness and how the fact, like, about not being crazy about, you know, about accepting how you are physically, which is good. And also good for them because clearly you look at them and they don't fit the stereotypical, oh my goodness, I had a carrot stick and now I have to go throw up Hollywood model.
I was going to say, is this where like the feminist review is coming in? Are people saying that it's a feminist book? Do you think that this is where they're getting that?
I wouldn't say that it's necessarily a feminist book. I think it had a lot more potential, and I think that they could have done more with where they've come from and who they are. I think the most interesting parts of the book were more not even about feminism, because they don't even really talk about that at all. They do talk about body acceptance, but they also spend pages talking about waxing and getting makeup done and loving having hair and makeup and, you know, being stylists and having that lodge in their careers. But at the same time, these women are very clearly go-getters. You know, there's a very much a drive. And that's where I think the parenting thing is more interesting than the feminism thing, because, in fact, I have it right here in front of me in all caps. I love Robert Kardashian, page 51. They actually have a copy of, a contract page 41, that their father made Kim Kardashian sign when he gave her a car. And it's all about how, the gas and repairs are her responsibility on the car. Part of her duty and responsibility is to drive her sister and her brother to their weekly respective activities. Very unlikely event that she takes drugs of any kind, smokes cigarettes or marijuana, or drinks alcohol excessively, her car will be taken away for a period of 6 months. Provision is irrevocable and cannot be modified by either parent. It is absolute. So, I mean, there's definitely some solid stuff going. Like, they're not pampered, you know. You trust fund
boys. Well, the fairy tale princesses that they kind of start out the book saying
and
that they are.
Oh my god, puke all over the place. Let me tell you, that was so. I was like, are you kidding me? This is. And that's what really set the tone for me to read this book negatively. Was this is absolute garbage. Not to mention it's in 16-point font, double spaced. Like, what are you doing here?
And there are two pictures on every page. We may have to remove that book from your possession.
I have a wood burning stove. I bet it's also a book burning stove. I'm just saying. So,
oh no, book burning.
Actually, these are glossy pages.
Book burning just kind of sent chills down my spine.
If it's Kardashians, I don't know if I can get behind it.
And you know what? I don't think that these are dumb ladies at all. I just think that they wrote a really terrible book. A book that really should have been better, given how smart I think what you can glean from them about how they are kind of smart. They should have been able to write a better book.
It'd be interesting to see if they could and see how that would sell. Yeah. You know, if we could do a little experiment, what would happen if they did write the book that they're capable of or seem to be capable of, but that might not sell to the audience that looks to them.
Yeah.
All right. So, scale of 1 to 5, Kardashians?
Oh, definitely like a 1. Maybe a 2. A 2 at its finest.
A 2 at its finest.
If we average all the crap together, it's a 2. Let's say a 2.
Two with moments of like 3.5?
Yeah, I can imagine worse things. So we'll put it at a 2.
So, guys, I get to go on vacation soon, and
we hate you.
I know. I'm so excited. We're going to a tropical island, and it's my first time doing such a thing. Wow. And yeah, it's pretty fancy schmancy. And so, I wanted to ask you guys what books you like to bring on vacation, or if there's not specific books, what types of books?
I actually read The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo on vacation.
On vacation, hey.
I come from a family of people who like to read trashy pulp mysteries. And because this is something that you pick up in the airport, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, it's definitely something that we all read. Actually, we own multiple copies at my house.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, so definitely read that on vacation. That was the last book I read on vacation. I also read, but yeah, mostly pulp mysteries.
I know that because I've gotten a pulp mystery from you on vacation. Which someday you might get back.
Eventually. Hey, it's better than what my dad reads on vacation, which is pulp romance.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, dad.
Yeah, my dad is pretty awesome.
So the same thing that you would read at home, you take on vacation.
I think it's the same for me. Like, I don't really have like a, oh, I'm on vacation, so I need to read this type of book. It's it's more of like what I wanted to read, what's next on my list, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that vacation for me is, because I have kids, it's often, if we're going somewhere for a vacation, it's a driving trip. And
right.
I love audiobooks.
Mm-hmm.
Audiobooks have changed my life.
Yeah.
Because so much of what occupies my time during the day is stuff that I have to use my hands for. So I can't always sit and read a paper book.
Right.
Me getting the Kindle for Christmas has changed that a little, because I'm so excited about it that I'm actually sitting down and reading a book in my hands, you know, for the first time in ages. But other than that, yeah, I'm in a car. I have an audiobook on. I tend to discriminate as far as, you know, if the narrator's good or not.
I was going to ask you, do you have a favorite narrator or performer of books?
I think y'all could probably guess. Stephen Fry and Jim Dale both are real good.
Yeah.
It made the Silmarillion actually easier to get through.
Did you do The Hobbit English, too, but... or just the...
Yeah, I mean, I generally own everything in audiobook form.
I'm going to have to try that, because I haven't been able to ever get through Lord of the Rings. Sorry, that's my confession. We're all doing our different confessions on different
it's
episodes.
Fine. I understand that.
I just can't, but, you know, maybe on audiobook I could.
You know, and some people can't stomach audiobooks. Like, first of all, I mean, there's the snobby, like, you know, it's not really, you're cheating, you're not really reading. If I'm getting through a book, I'm happy. If, you know, if the audiobooks is the way I need to go, then awesome.
And some books are more designed as oral stories. Like The Hobbit was much more a book to read out loud than it is a book.
Oh gosh,
book
and Lord of the Rings is so poetic and musical in parts, and it just, having somebody who reads as well as this Robert Inglis guy, you know, it's just a wonderful experience.
One of my favorite things growing up was being read to. I absolutely loved it. My godmother would read to me. She would read the Trixie Belden series. And we read so many of them, you know, with her just reading them out loud. And, you know, elementary school teachers that would take time to read. And in fact, even in high school, when I was struggling to get through and panicking, sometimes my godmother would like sit down and be like, okay, if you can't finish the book by reading it, I'm going to read it to you. You know, and these were just wonderful times. And so I love audiobooks for that same feeling.
There have been times where I've done like three things at once. I could be out for a jog and listening to a book and knitting at the same time.
I would stab myself so hard.
Wait, you can jog and knit? Is that what you're saying?
I need to make the most of
it. Oh my goodness. I have newfound respect for you. I mean, I had respect anyway, but that's amazing.
I have trouble chewing gum and walking, and you want me to knit and run? I don't understand.
Right. I think it's amazing when people can knit and not look at their hands, but you can add running and listening to a story to them.
And I'm not wasting, I mean, I'm really not wasting time. So that's good.
I think you just made time. Like, you invented a new dimension. Like, time recreated itself for you.
Yeah. Which takes me back to Vacation and thinking that, you know, when I think about the books that I've read on vacation, I just read, like you guys, what's in my stack of stuff to read. But since I have to read so much in my everyday right. life that's not for fun reading, it occurred to me that I usually do save books for vacation, but I don't think of it as going away. So I often save, like, my guilty pleasure books
okay.
for going away. When it's totally fine if I get interrupted, if, you know, I need to put them down or whatever. So, you know,
have I catching got a book up for on you? My... Have I got a book
Catch...
for you? It starts with a K.
Right.
I'll put that in the mail tomorrow. Me.
Thanks.
God, it's got
you were my best friend for a reason. It's more, you know, catching up on my Jenna
yeah.
Ivanovich yeah. kind of deal, you know?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But, well, all right. I think
probably
call it a show. Yeah. I mean, next time we will be talking about The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Follow us on Twitter. It is The Library Show.
At The right? Library Show.
At The Library Show. You can send us an email. It's thelibraryshow@gmail.com. I don't remember the phone number.
There is one, and it's on the blog. So you can go to the blog and give us a
yes.
comment, and then call the phone number and give us a
Absolutely.
Comment that way. And then
you know, we have
commented.
Some, yeah, we have some fun stuff on the blog, especially for those that are just catching up with finishing Looking for Alaska, which we talked about on the last episode. We've got some posts that you might want to check out, including a wonderful video from John Green that is where he visits his high school, which is the setting, the inspiration for the high school in Looking for Alaska. So if you haven't checked that out, you should.
And it sounds like Megs has her notes from the Kardashian book to share with us.
I do. I have three pages of notes from this god-awful book, which I am happy to share with you. Some of them are more legible than others because I wrote them at more coherent times of the day.
I'm excited to see that.
Maybe we could have a contest to decipher the ones that are not so legible.
You might need to call the CIA because some of this is really interesting.
All right. Follow us on Twitter. Send us an email. Look at the blog. Contact us. We can't wait to hear from you. And we will talk to you next time for Girl with a Dragon
Tell
Tattoo.
Folks.
Yes.
Night. Actually, it's not
or
night time for them
night.
Necessarily, but bye-bye.
Bye.
So.
Thanks for reading.
Stopping. Wait,
oh God,
where's
stop.
The stopping?
When do I stop? Oh.